USDA's December crop production supply and demand estimate was a little friendly to the wheat market, a little bit anticipated by most of the trade. USDA made no changes to old crop U.S. numbers, virtually leaving everything, keeping stocks at about 96 million bushels. While over in the new crop side, we did a little bit of changes from U.S. The biggest one being, of course, on the supply side, we did import 5 million more bushels, putting imports at 125 million bushels. That brings hard red spring wheat imports to 665 million bushels for the year, durum at 45 million bushels for the year. We also saw an increase in exports. This is kind of the more questionable number that USDA did in the report. That was they increased wheat exports by 25 million bushels. A lot of that due to the concerns about Australia's crop and Russia's crop because of the expectation of those being smaller. The net result, though, was a 20 million bushel decrease in wheat's ending stocks, putting stocks at 795 million bushels. That was 20 million more than anticipated by the trade. So that's where the friendliness came in for the wheat numbers. On the world side, we did see world stocks increased a little bit, 200,000 metric ton, more than expected by the trade. But the big changes came from the EU production, which was dropped by 1.3 million metric ton. Their exports were also dropped by 1 million metric ton. Russia's exports were dropped by 1 million metric ton. But in size, they increased exports by 500,000 metric ton. And China's imports were decreased by 500,000 metric ton. In all, you have to say this report was friendly to the wheat market.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.